Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Welcome back to Life Unapologetic with Athena. We are here with another episode. Whoop whoop. Super excited for these episodes coming out. We are jumping back into our story time read. We are looking at the King's prophetic voice. And if you look back at other episodes, this was something that I kind of felt led by God to do, was just to read this particular story or this particular book that really is opening our eyes and our understanding to the many different ways that God is speaking to us as individuals, and how we can see that happening prophetically in our life. In the everyday, right? In the everyday circumstances. So welcome to Life Unapologetic with Athena podcast. I want to shout out all of my listeners. I want to thank you all for joining me for this episode of Story Time. We're going to jump in kind of to where we left off. So I hope that you guys are ready. Last episode on Story Time, I think it was Recognizing God's prophetic Voice Part 2. Or episode 2 of the series, we talked about the supernatural sparks of curiosity, and that is true and relevant. The supernatural things of God does spark curiosity, but we want our curiosity to develop into something more than just a wonder. So today we're going to talk about God spoke each person's language. As we were looking at story time on the last episode, we were talking about how God speaks your language. So many times when individuals are trying to learn the voice of God or hear from God or know that they hear from God, a lot of times it can feel like God doesn't speak your language and that he's speaking something totally foreign and that maybe you don't have what it takes to hear the way that God is speaking or to see what God is showing. And a lot of times that brings in that aspect of comparison to those who seem to hear God well, who seem to flow in this or flow in that well. I remember the first time I was introduced to a particular prophet, and I would hear how he would have his prophetic encounters with God and how he would get such real-time information for things to come. And I began to compare myself, and it made me feel as if I myself, who knows I have a relationship with God, hears from God and moves with God, didn't necessarily felt like I was as strong as him in certain areas of the prophetic. And I began to compare myself. And so I know that this is definitely relevant. It is a thing, right? It is a thing that we do not want to get pulled in. But let me highlight a truth to you that is often missed. Before Peter preached the famous first sermon in Acts 2, after being filled with the Holy Spirit power and anointing, the crowd was already hearing God in their own native language. The crowd consisted of Jews and converts to Judaism, those who believed in God and those who had heard Jesus or stories about him while he was walking the earth only days ago. There were also those there who were clearly not believers, people who were unsaved, unchurched, regular people just going about their day in the city. All the people together miraculously and suddenly heard the message of God, wonder and goodness in a way they could understand, right? They didn't necessarily have a understanding of it. They didn't necessarily have the background, but they heard the message of Jesus being spoken in a way that they could understand. It arrested them and interrupted their day. God ensured that in that moment, everybody that godly and ungodly supernaturally heard clear from God, as the disciples were astoundingly speaking multiple languages at once, and the crowd didn't just hear, they understood. God spoke their language directly to them, letting them know they were seen and loved by God. The godly and the ungodly heard the supernatural voice of God. And again, I feel like the reason why we're doing this story time reading is because God is trying to communicate in 2022 that we do and can hear from Him, and that when He speaks to each individual, each one of us individually and collectively as a whole, that He speaks in a way that we will understand and that we will hear. I feel like He's trying to debunk the falsity or the false thoughts or the false perspectives or the false mindsets or the lies, right? Those false lenses that we look through of the enemy, that for some reason we're not hearing God, or God is distant from us or far from us. He's trying to tear that whole false notion down. And I pray that you are getting that from this read. God still does this. What is that? God still speaks in a supernatural way for us to understand. He speaks everybody's language. He knows how to speak to your heart specifically. He knows how to arrest your attention specifically and open your eyes to the wonders of the Almighty. He knows each and every one of us. He knows what makes us tick. He knows what gets our attention. He knows what is the most important thing in this season on our heart. He knows how to speak to that. In this incredible language miracle that happened the day the church was birthed, God was also ensuring that we all these centuries later understand that He still sees and loves us and knows how to communicate with us personally in ways we will understand. He knows how to speak our language and ensure we understand His voice. So grateful that God thinks this much of us, even at times when we don't think this much of ourselves. This is a great biblical precedent for my next point that will encourage you greatly. Okay, we're going to be looking at God's calling card. We just finished God speaks our language. He speaks your language. Now look at how He's calling us as we're trying to wrap up this chapter in our story read. God knows how to speak specifically to your family and friends and all those you are praying for. He speaks in ways they understand to provoke you to pray. He speaks in ways that they understand to provoke us not only to pray for them, but to provoke them to open their spiritual eyes, often in supernatural ways. Now, I love this because so many times we can be interceding for our families. We can be praying for our families and really feeling like they're not getting it, or they're not, you know, fully comprehending or understanding. And that can be very discouraging at times to us, because we want them to understand. We want them to get it. We want them to be saved. We don't want them to be lost, etc. And that in itself, right, can be kind of a burden that we take on ourselves. But here, God is telling us that it's Him that does the work. He is the one that will pull their hearts, that will draw them in. All we do is intercede and let Him do the work that He's good at doing. The King's prophetic voice still interrupts, intercepts, and knows how to speak every person's specific language. If God has to speak in or through a dream, He will. If He has to speak waking someone up at 11:11 p.m. every night for a month until they ask what it means, He will. If God has to speak to their fearful heart through an encounter they can't explain, He will. God still uses prophetic rushing winds to birth curiosity and create a hunger for Jesus. God speaks everybody's language. Something that was so fascinating yesterday was, I know that you guys, if you are regular listeners, have been listening to me trying to figure out how to rescue my daughter who was trafficked, and there was a very small window to be able to get her, and God blessed for me to be able to do that. So I'm super happy to say that my daughter is home, and now we're doing the work of restoration, right? And so we had a very rough morning But then as we sat down outside and we're just talking to one another after the rough morning, God just began to blow just this heavy wind. And it was so intentional that I stopped and I was like, that is God talking. Like, God is actually communicating through nature, through wind. Just take a moment and let's just see, let's just feel what is God saying to us. And so to read this, that he can move through even prophetic rushing winds was something so phenomenal that we experienced yesterday. And I think through reading this book and really opening my eyes to be more intentional at how God speaks throughout the day in everyday situations and circumstances in life, that it wasn't just wind blowing anymore to me yesterday. It was actually communication. I think that's so beautiful because it takes off that closed-mindedness that we often have and allows our mind to be open in a way where we can begin to feel and experience God in new ways. And so I pray that makes sense and that blesses someone else also to know that God is speaking in new ways and that he's trying to get our attention in many different ways in our everyday activities and every situation of our life. Be encouraged as you pray that God is already talking and priming hearts with curiosity, preparing them to know him personally. The Holy Spirit still draws people to Jesus. God is speaking to people who aren't saved yet. This we may know, but it's good to remember as the harvest comes in, many are looking for understanding of the God who has already been supernaturally drawing them through rushing winds to his heart. Let's not sell God short to them. Let's not give them a textbook God, but a God who speaks supernaturally still. This is so good. God's calling card is the supernatural. He still taps on hearts in ways that astound and perplex, according to Acts 2:12. People still, right? God knows how to reach people. He speaks their language still. While on this topic, let us join our faith and pray for the Lord, for the loved ones that we have who need to encounter Jesus' saving grace. I had an opportunity to talk with some extended family that I haven't really been able to talk to, and it was such a great conversation, and there was definitely some faith language and some topics of conversation of faith that were refreshing to talk to them because they aren't necessarily believers as I am, but to know that we could discuss God and discuss faith in a very comfortable way for them was beautiful nonetheless. And so I enjoyed that time speaking with them and just interacting with them and rekindling relationship. And so I'm going to pray this prayer and then we're going to continue on with the read. Holy Spirit, thank you that you know our loved ones because you created them. And so we pray right now that you will move on their hearts, speak to them, and call them by name to you. We cry out on behalf of all of our loved ones, even the prodigals. And I believe, I felt in my spirit, even as this is really big for me, that a lot of us may have prodigal family members, prodigal loved ones, prodigal children, husbands, wives, right, that have went in different directions, not only just from God, but from your life, from your heart. There may be relationships that need mending. And so we just pray and decree and declare that God is doing a work in their hearts, that he speaks their language, even where they are. It doesn't matter if it's an addiction. It doesn't matter if it's a stronghold. It doesn't matter if it's a misunderstanding or a hard opinion. Whatever that is, God is drawing them. He's speaking their language. He's speaking to their hearts on behalf of you and on behalf of I. And so we pray for them to find peace in you, Father, to receive your invitation of your love into salvation and eternal security found only in you, Jesus. We pray they discover their call in you, purpose, Father, assignments. We call them into encounters of your love. We call them into encounters of your love, not false love, not thought about love, but your love in Jesus' name. And supernatural power of your presence. We rebuke the enemy over their lives, trying to shut their spiritual hearing, and we bless their ears to hear you, their eyes to see you, and their hearts to know you. Jesus, in the fullness of your glory, we decree and declare they will serve you. Yes, God, I'm going to say that again. We decree and declare that only not will they, but we will serve you together, Lord, and walk in the days that we were born to live. We bless their hearts to hear, see, and know you, Jesus. We call in angels on assignments to them and dreams and encounters, speaking directly to their hearts, arresting their attention to your wonder and righteousness, Lord. We say, here we are, use us. And we make ourselves available to partner with you in prayer for them and to them and with them. In anything practical you would like us to do, in any way practical you would like to use us, in the name of Jesus, amen. And so I decree and declare that prayer and that word over you. I decree and declare that for your family, for your loved ones, for your prodigals, whatever the situation is. You guys know my journey. And so it definitely is something that I'm believing God for, even restoration, and even, restitution, right? Of time lost with those loved ones, restitution. Now let's look at the enemy wars against the prophetic voice of God, because, you know, it's all rainbows and butterflies until it's not, right? And a lot of times when we're trying to experience God and we're trying to hear from God and we're trying to move in and through God, there's a lot of opposition. There's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of discouragement. There's a lot of conflict of faith. I'm going to say that again. There is a lot of conflict of faith. When you really decide for real, to believe God, right, and to quote unquote stand on his word, you will have a lot of conflicts in your faith. When people challenge you, when people challenge your call, your purpose, your assignment, your destiny, right, because of wherever they are in their walk, wherever they are in religion, it will cause conflicts of faith, and you will find yourself trying to work through your process, but also the process of others, because a lot of times they dump how they feel on you. And so I'm really interested to see what this section reads for us, the enemy wars against the prophetic voice of God, because I know that to be true, right? We know that the word of God says no weapon formed shall prosper, right? And we like to decree and declare that so many times, but there are stipulations to that, right? There are true realities to that, that in one perspective, when you're in the will of God and you're walking, you know, in obedience to God, yes, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to feel the enemy's, the assignment of the enemy. I just did a show on my radio show, Friday Brunch with Athena, and it was secret plots and sudden shots of the enemy. It's also, I believe it's on my podcast as well, Life Unapologetic with Athena. You can check that out. But we talked about from Psalm 64 how the enemy plots against us secretly and he takes his shots openly. And a lot of times if we're not paying attention and we're not prepared, that goes against all that God is saying to and about us. And we begin to believe the lies. We live in a time when the voice of God is needed. Nobody can fight against that statement. We truly live in a time now where the voice of God is needed like never before. But his voice is constantly being warred against, now more than ever. There is so much confusion. There's so much noise and chaos around us. Yet hearing God's voice brings peace, brings wisdom and direction to our actual circumstances. Think about it. On any given day, we are funneled, we are poured on, we are trampled with information. information overload, stimulation overload from so many different sources, right? At will often. And so when you think of that in the context of trying to hear God in the everyday, it can become challenging with so much noise and information when not really properly prepared or trained on how to disseminate information. Hearing God brings clarity as we evict distractions and focus on higher truths. Come on, somebody. This is exactly why the enemy wars against our relationship with God and tries to prevent us from maturing in our faith. The prophetic voice of God says, "You are seen and you are known." No wonder the devil wants to make life seem so difficult. God is supernatural and he speaks in supernatural ways. He speaks the language of the Spirit directly to you and to me. God, and I'm going to say this again, God says to you, and he's saying to someone this morning, someone listening on the podcast, someone listening on Wisdom, he's saying to you this morning that you are seen and you are known. I think that's so important to hear because I don't know about you, but life this month has been really hard, and it can be easy, very easy, to lose the reassurance, the hope, and the faith that we are seen by God and that we are known by God, especially when you are in the middle of a winter season or you're in the middle of a dry season and you are really trying to maintain, right? You're really trying to sustain. It can be sometimes hard to believe or even to feel that you're seen and known by God, because why would all of these things be transpiring sometimes all at once or one after the other? But I think God is trying to, I know God is encouraging this morning your heart, that he sees and he knows you, those secret prayers, those tears that you've cried in the shower, in the bathroom, in the bed. God sees and he knows, and he is going to move. He is going to move. The enemy has been very busy making people feel isolated and alone, or making them think God doesn't see them personally or care what's going on. The prophetic voice of the king is maligned or mocked or misunderstood and attacked by religious devils. Come on, somebody. How many know about the attacks of religion and the spirit of religion and just its binding and its constriction, right? God is speaking directly to you today. God is speaking directly to you today. Now you got to take faith and hope to believe that God is speaking through this time that we're together to you today. He cares about the big things and the little things in your life. He's communicating and speaking your language with words of life that resonate to the deepest parts of your heart and the deepest parts that make you you. God knows how to make you smile, pay attention to something important, and reach your heart with his hope and wisdom. I'm going to say that again. I want you to get this. God knows how to make you smile, pay attention to something important, and reach your heart with his hope and his wisdom. Why is that important? That is important because, and I'm speaking from an experience for me, and maybe this might resonate with you, but a lot of times we are so conditioned on trying to make people pay attention to what's important to us, or how to handle our heart, or how to speak into us that creates hope. And a lot of times, because we're so conditioned to trying to align with people, or hope that a people align with us or accept us or have a sense of want or need from others of us, that we often put and project that on God. We often feel like we have to teach God how to love us, how to know us, how to align with us, how to speak to us, how to move with us. But can I just encourage you today to drop all of that? Can I encourage you today to just rest in the fact that God knows how to make you smile today? Something today is going to make you smile. Whether you're driving, whether you're watching something, whether you're reading something, God is going to remind you of this conversation, that he knows how to make you smile. Be expectant today to smile from God. God knows how to make you and I pay attention to something important. Let that be encouraging to you this morning, that God is not going to allow you to miss what's important. My God, I hear God saying that you are going to be in the right place at the right time from this day forward. There will be no wrong places at the wrong time. In this year of 2022, I decree and declare that you will always be in the right place at the right time. It is your destiny to be in the right place at the right time. And while you're in the right places at the right time, God is going to make you and help you and reassure you to pay attention to the important things that he calls out. God is also saying he's going to reach your heart with his hope and his wisdom. God is going to reach your heart with his hope and his wisdom. Some of us need that today. Some of us need a reinfusion of hope. Some of us need our hope to almost be recharged. It's almost as if our hope has been depleted with so many things being taken from us, and so many letdowns and so many disappointments and so many ideas that fizzled or so many things that didn't come to fruition. God is going to rekindle his hope in your heart, his wisdom in your heart. Not only that, he knows how to ensure that what he says impacts your heart. Come on, somebody. God knows how to ensure that what he says will not go over your head. I'm reminded of the parable in the Bible about the seed and how some seed falls on certain types of ground and the results are varying, right? But what I'm hearing God say is it's not going to be a Russian roulette in this season for you, that God is being very intentional in this time with you, and that he knows how to make sure that what he says about you, what he says about your circumstance, what he says about your situation, your finance, your relationships, and your health, that it is going to impact your heart, that X marks the spot, that it will be a bullseye every time he speaks into your life of restoration. Come on, somebody, of hope and of love, not just your head. Hallelujah. It's no longer going to be just an experience, but it's going to be a life changing word. It's going to be a rhema word. It's going to be new breath and new life blown into you in Jesus' name. More than any good earthly parent, our Heavenly Father knows and understands our heart's language and loves to declare the wonders of God directly to you and to I, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 11. A word from God, the King's prophetic voice for you today. I want y'all to hear this. This is a prophetic word I'm getting ready to release over you in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. I have always been after your heart, God says today. I have always been after your heart. I've always been there, always, always wooing you and speaking promises over you. You are born with a sense of destiny as I put heaven's promises in your heart before you were even born. I've been speaking destiny over you ever since and capturing your attention to remind you that you're loved. I've been speaking destiny over you ever since and capturing your attention to remind you that you are loved. It has always been about pointing you to Jesus and building confidence in you that I believe in you. The God dream in you that drives you to you. I am actively growing faith in you to arise and to fulfill. The enemy has tried to snuff you out, take away your passion, and convince you that breakthrough isn't going to happen. But I decree and declare breakthrough will come. I am greater than the world. All the enemy can throw at you and compel you to believe for more. I desire friendship with you, my child. I am growing your capacity, come on somebody, and clarity to hear and to know my voice and my ways. Y'all got to get that. Increased capacity is everything with God. You have to get that. God is saying, I am growing your capacity. And not just your capacity, but clarity. You're going to have understanding. There's not going to be a struggle anymore. You're going to be able to hear and know his voice in a moment's notice. Trust me, God is saying, trust me, I am with you and I am leading you. Look for the breath of my spirit in your everyday, even if it's different from what you expect. I am with you. I am leading you with my voice from weariness to wonder and into new territory of promises fulfilled. I am leading you with my voice from weariness. Come on, somebody. Some of us have been wearied these past months. It has just been rough and you have been hanging on. And God is saying, I'm bringing you from weariness to wonder and into new territory of promises fulfilled. This means that some things are going to begin to manifest in your life. You are going to see some things come to full fruition from God. You are going to see some things that you have been desiring, that you have been hoping for, things that have been put off for a time and a time and a time. God is saying, in due time and in due season, these things are going to manifest. They are going to become reality in your life in the days, weeks, and months to come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So I release that over you and I pray that you receive it and that you expect on it and that you be intentional to move with expectation to see those things come into fruition from God. It is nothing that you need to do, but a gift that he's giving you with his grace and his mercy. The one who created you and I has also been actively engaged in drawing you and I to his heart and stretching you and I to believe the dreams he placed in our hearts. Sometimes it's his still small voice. Sometimes it's a rushing wind. Sometimes it's a burning bush experience. But always the prophetic voice of the King compels you and I to believe in him for more. And I know that some things can get hard and some things can get difficult and some things can get challenging. But every time, God never fails to pull us, to stretch us, to compel us to yet believe him even for more, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it doesn't feel good, you're believing God for more. I've seen that transition in my life where now, even as it's been a hard month, it's been hard days, it's been hard weeks, I'm still believing God for more. I can't go back to stagnicity. I can't go back to procrastination. I can't go back to doubting. I can't go back to wanting to be victim. I can't go back to wanting to be depressed, to wanting to be anxious. I have to believe God for more because I know too much now to go back. Doesn't mean that it gets easy. Doesn't mean that the situation changes. Doesn't mean that the circumstance disappears. But God, I am compelled to still believe you for more. I bless every way God is speaking to your heart today. And I bless you to marvel in this truth. It's never been just about a dream or a wild encounter or prophetic sign that grips your heart. It's always been about the one who called you by name saying, I believe in you. Let's believe him for even more. Come on, somebody. It has never been about those amazing times in worship at a church or a service. It's never been about solely about the prophetic words that have been released. It's all been about God gripping our hearts. It's all been about God calling us by name. Come on, somebody. People have been trying to label you and put stigma on you and dump on you and put their opinions on you. But God is saying, I want you to focus on the fact that I've called you by name. Not the name that someone has given you, not the label that is given you, but the name that I've given you in heaven. the name that your spirit responds to when you hear me wooing and talking to you. The most important question I can ask you this morning, this afternoon, and if it's even evening for you, maybe you never said yes to Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. Or maybe you are just realizing as we read through this story that it's time to reconnect your heart fully to God. Come on, somebody. Maybe the days, the weeks, the months, and the years have been very trying and very, very wearying, and you just need to reconnect to God. Come on, somebody. I had to do that this week. I hadn't been in my war room like I have in a long time, and I went in there, and I had to reconnect to God. I began to read Psalms 51. It's my repentance chapter. I believe that in every time of conversation with God, I create a moment of repentance because I want to lay things at God's feet always and forever. I don't want the enemy to have any accusations on me that I don't ask God about or ask God to show or lay things at God's feet, and even things that I know that I need to continue to lay at his feet. And so it was just such a opportunity this week to just reconnect my heart back to God, to relay some things at the altar, lay some things at his feet. It was a moment of just really feeling God's love again for me, really connecting in my worthiness to, through, and from God. And so I encourage, even, you know, the salvation prayer, so many people say, I'm already saved, but sometimes we just need to reconnect. And sometimes the words, sometimes saying the salvation prayer, right, and partnering with it is an opportunity to let the devil know I'm still on the right side. Like, I know you may have won. I know you have taken some jabs. I know you have released some hits, and they have been effective, Satan, but I'm still on the winning side. If you're the latter, simply pray, Jesus, I surrender all my life to you. And I choose to live wholeheartedly for you, fully embracing all you are saying to me and running hard after you. Amen. If, however, you've never said yes to Jesus, it's time, friend. You may know about God, but it's time to actually know God personally. His voice has been speaking to you for a very long time, and you know this as your heart is pounding right now, that something inside you is coming alive and recognizing the heartbeat of God, the heartbeat of heaven calling to you. You're loved, friend, and it's time to reply to the invitation of his love. It's time to say yes to Jesus. I hear you're calling me. Simply pray this with me. Jesus, I invite you into my heart and life as Lord and Savior. Yes, God. Thank you for calling me. Thank you for chasing after my heart. I receive your love for me. Please forgive me for my sins, my transgressions, and my iniquities. I receive your forgiveness. Just that easy. God, I thank you for your grace. Fill me with your presence. God, fill me with your power. I receive Holy Spirit to come make a home in me and empower me to live my life for you. Y'all get that? Empower me to live my life for you. I'm not doing this alone. I thank you that I will increasingly hear your voice in my life, and I am excited to discover more. I thank you that my name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I will spend eternity with you when I pass from this life into heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Listen, sometimes we just need that moment to just rekindle some things with God. Let's look at mentoring moment with the king. We are wrapping up this chapter, y'all, and going into the next. This mentoring question has no right or wrong answer. They are designed to provoke thought and reflection. They are designed to help you summarize your experience and expectations and promote growth as you explore your journey with God's prophetic voice. Be honest and be real. Question one, God's voice is personal and individual. God's voice is personal and individual. I'm gonna say that again. God's voice is both personal and individual. So let's cut off comparison, y'all. His voice is personal and individual. You will hear him for yourself and in the season that you're in. And it may not feel and it may not look at how everyone else is hearing him around you. Question: what are the most common ways God speaks to you? That's important. That's important. I want you on this week to just really reflect on these questions that I'm going to ask you. What are some ways that God speaks to you? Have you ever stopped to really think about some ways that God speaks to you? Some ways that you have been seeing and feeling something is happening in this moment, right? Some ways that have been different. Maybe when you first began to start relationship with God, you would feel things on your heart in a certain way. You would hear things in your mind or feel things in your spirit in a certain way. And then as you grew in your relationship and your intimacy, you began to move different with God. You began to interact different with God, almost like every year there was a new way. There was something interesting. And then maybe you went in some seasons where it was difficult or it was challenging, or it was almost like a dry season where you felt distant from God. And that may or may not have caused you to press in a little more. Think about how you learn in respects to how you hear from God, because a lot of times how you learn to begin your intimate or fine-tuning of your ear to hear God will always be in the way that you learn. Remember a time God made you feel loved and seen, and thank him for his voice. Think about that. When was there a time where God made you feel loved and seen? I'll never forget going to a new church, and it was so hard because I had been feeling God lift the grace of one organization that I was a part of, and there was nothing bad about the organization. There was nothing wrong. It was just I had grown out of their process. I felt like they were very introduction type level for believers, and I needed more. I was hungry for more. I was hungry for deeper, and he had began to gravitate me towards a new worship center. And so I'll never forget going to a corporate prayer evening, and I just began that ugly cry, like just letting my heart pour out to God. I'll never forget it. And the pastor of that worship center began to really minister to me through God and really minister God's heart to me. And that was a moment where I was at my lowest of just laying everything before God, not understanding my journey and how I could be worthy to be saved and to be recognized by God and to be called by God and have a purpose. And that was a moment God just reinforced me through this pastor. And that's where I felt loved and I felt seen from God. And it changed my life forevermore. And so think about that moment. Sometimes we can go through life and we lose sight of those moments that really set us up for relationship with God. When is a time God has used something out of the box to speak to you? When has there been a time that God has used something totally unorthodox? Don't make sense to nobody, but you know, and you knew that it was God. You knew that it was clarity. You knew that it was insight. You knew that it was revelation. It didn't have to make sense to anybody else. You knew what was on your heart and what you had been communicating to God. When was there a time God used something out of the box to speak to you? God is trying to get you just to go back to basics. What is God stirring fresh faith in you for? In this season of 2022, today, what is God stirring up fresh faith in you for? What are you getting ready to embark in that you can feel God really challenging you in the area of faith? How is he doing that? How is God stirring faith in you today? You know, now that my daughter's home, it's now restoration time. And so I feel the stir of faith in me on her restoration, that this time is different, that this time she won't get pulled back, that this time she'll stay, that this time she'll mature, that this time she will grow. He's stirring my faith, even in some businesses that I'm building, that this time God is going to allow me to build something that will leave legacy, that she will be a part of, that she will help grow, that she will help it to move forward, that it will be something left for her. Now, I'm not dying. I told God, I had a conversation with God. I'm not going to taste death. I'm going up with Jesus. Okay. But should he take me like he did Enoch and Elijah, right? And Moses, should that happen? I'm leaving her something. I know that's my funny moment, but I'm being real too. That's my funny moment, but I'm being honest. Like I'm going with God. Is there a God dream that he is asking you to pick back up? This is good. Have you had a God dream that you've put down? Maybe you've been disappointed. Maybe you tried, but it wasn't the season and it didn't really go the way that you envisioned it. Is there a God dream that he is asking you to pick back up this season in the year 2022? Or a new dream he is speaking to you about? Is there a God dream that he is asking you to pick up? My daughter just came in and she looks so beautiful, y'all. Y'all have to get this. She looks so beautiful. Just precious, just precious. Is there a God dream that he is speaking to you to pick back up, or a new dream he is speaking to you about? It's time, you guys. Let's pick them back up. Let's be renewed. Let's be encouraged. Let's have new tenacity for these things that God is giving us to carry out. Remember, he's giving you today the power to create wealth. What encounters have you had lately that have increased your faith for this current season? These are things to think about, because this has been a hard season for me. So what encounters have I had lately that have increased my faith for this current season? If I just think of the last 2 days when I needed to get my daughter, right, and all I had was an address. There were so many things, there were so many obstacles that were in front of me to be able to rescue her. And, I remember wanting to move in my own strength and do what I know to do. But, I knew that I needed wisdom. I knew that I needed wisdom. And so it was a struggle. It was like a tug of war between faith and self. There was a conflict of faith in my body, and I wanted to do one thing, but my faith and my belief kept pointing to be still. It's hard to be still when you feel like your child needs you. It's hard to be still when you want to protect, you want to provide, you want to save. As a parent, it's hard to be still, right? Because yes, I'm in a comfortable space. I have everything I need in where I'm at. But does my child, am I being still? What is my child feeling? What is my child suffering? And those were some things that were so challenging for me this time around with her. And I had got a prophetic word from a friend. And she said, when I was interceding for you and your daughter, I saw a green light and I saw a yellow light. And I saw with the green light, obviously it meant go, but God was going to tell you when it's time to go. And that really blessed me, not in that moment, but when it was time to go. Because of my obedience to be still and to wait on Holy Spirit to really show me when to move, I waited. And as a result, when that green light came, everything happened so quickly. Everything happened so quickly. Okay, let me tell y'all. And God did, he showed his love so beautifully. Not only did my daughter call and say, this is where I'm at. I need help now. Can you come get me? I'm 8 hours away, so that's a no. God bless for someone I I was building relationship with in that era. I was able to contact her. She was willing to help. She immediately dropped what she was doing and made preparation to get to where my daughter was. This was nothing but God in a matter of 15 to 20 minutes, okay, until I could make that 8-hour drive. In that same instant, a family member prepared a rental car, okay, to be able to make the long drive so I didn't have to do it in my vehicles, which is a blessing because my vehicles are gas guzzlers. Not only was the rental car prepared for, but it was fully paid for. Not only was it just a rental car, it was a luxury rental car. God will bless you. When he gives you the green light, when it's time for you to move, he will make the doors and he will show you his love in so many ways. It's not about it being a luxury vehicle, but it was more how God was really showing me how he does things and how he really loves me and how he really cares for me. Not only that, when I got in the car, not only did the car was fully paid for, but the family member left a credit card and cash for the trip, for the just in case, for the just needed. Not only that, people were sending money for the trip. Not that I asked for it, not that I needed it. It was just God pouring out his love. When you obey God and you're just still, you may not know the ins and outs of the circumstance or the situation, but just being still and saying, God, let's do this your way. Because your way always works. My way sometimes has holes in it. When that green light came, everything happened like clockwork. I was able to make the trip. The trip was a great trip with my mother. We were able to intercept her, celebrate my mother's birthday because the trip was on my mother's birthday. We drove back. It was a turnaround trip, so it was almost like over 24 hours of driving. So God blessed us to make it there and make it back home safely. And so this has been a couple of days where I have really saw God's love and saw God's heart for me, God's heart for my daughter, and just making things possible that were not possible. Family members that were not supportive, he turned the heart of the king and made the hearts supportive. Nothing that I could do, but because of waiting and being still and being obedient to God, he reinvigorated areas of my faith. Doesn't mean that today's easy. Doesn't mean that everything's perfect, but in that moment, I was able to get a fresh win. I pray this reading has blessed y'all. That's all I got. I pray it has blessed you all. I'm excited to continue our story read tomorrow. We're going to be in chapter 2 looking at From Mystical to Message. We're going to be reading about From Mystical to Message. And I'm excited about it because some stuff that God does supernaturally kind of, you know, makes us lift up an eyebrow. So let's see what God is continuing to say about speaking to us in our everyday. I appreciate you guys joining me. Until tomorrow. Bye now.